Track 8, Nina Nana. ITV's arts editor Nina Nana very movingly tells how her beloved greyhound Tommy will remain in the heart of her and her daughter for many Christmases to come.
Isn't it strange how much life can change from one Christmas to the next? Some readers may remember I began my stint as a columnist here with an article at the beginning of this year in which I nominated my darling dog Tommy for an Oscar for services towards kindness, patience and loyalty. Now here we are 12 months later and sadly it's changed. Tommy is no longer here. I can hardly believe I'm writing the words. Those of you who had a beloved pet and lost him or her will know what I'm talking about. Dearest Tommy developed a lump on one of his legs that was clearly painful and giving him a bad limp. It was so bad that Sue, who took him out every week on his beloved pets as therapy jobs, said he was limping so much he would not be physically able to do this until he was better, and I totally agreed with her. I took him along to the vets a few weeks ago. He had a scan, and it turns out that the lump that I was hoping was simply a sprain was actually an aggressive and painful form of bone cancer. It had spread and was clearly causing Tommy a great deal of discomfort. So Mimi and I took the agonising decision of having him put to sleep. I had to take my dear friend Helen with me when they told me the news, as I was simply incapable of speaking. Mimi came home from university, and that night we brought Tommy back to our house, and we had one last night with him. I won't tell you how heartbreaking it was, and the next day he was released from his pain. It strikes me at this time of giving that kindness comes in so many forms, doesn't it? It's not just the wrapping up of a longed-for present to be handed over on Christmas Day. Sometimes we are asked to give things that are simply agonising for us to do, but which we know is the right course of action. I was told after we lost Tommy that for an owner to give their pet a release from inevitable pain is perhaps one of the greatest gifts we can give to our pets. And so, though it hurt us beyond words to give this to Tommy, it was a kindness he deserved. As readers may know, Tommy was a rescue greyhound, our second one, and he was my late husband's dog, really. He simply worships Steve. Actually, it was mutual. When we lost Steve 2 years ago, Tommy mourned for months, not leaving the bedroom, waiting for his beloved owner to get out of bed. But then that beautiful boy turned his attention to us. He was a rescue dog, but he actually rescued us. Unquestionably loving and loyal, he was there in our darkest moments and our happiest times. He didn't desert us when our grief became overwhelming and demanding. We didn't have to ask him. He simply gave an ever-present love that will be impossible to replace. How Tommy loved our Christmases at home. We'd have visitors and, of course, he would be the centre of attention, lapping up all of the cuddles and pats he received, seeing who could take up the most room on the sofa and who would have the pleasure of having him sleep on their bed over the festive period. How strange it will be to not have him here. I simply have to believe that Tommy is reunited with my darling Steve somewhere on a beach in eternity, and that they will be having a Christmas of their own up there. A few days ago, Sue, who of course is also devastated over the loss of Tommy, sent me a letter that had been passed on to her from one of the nursery schools that Tommy visited. He would visit each week with Sue and allow the young children there, who all have special needs, to stroke him, talk to him if they could, and take him for walks. He absolutely loved this. And so it seemed did the children. One line of the letter read, "He was so calm with the children, and as you know, he had a profound impact on some very vulnerable, anxious and traumatised children who loved him dearly." I shed another tear when I read this. Gosh, how proud I am of Tommy Ronson. What a gift he shared with those children, quietly, calmly and knowingly. What joy he gave them and what joy he gave us. We couldn't have asked for a better gift than darling Tommy. I'm reminded of that well-known saying, a dog is not just for Christmas. Hear, hear to that. Our dog will be in our hearts for many, many Christmases to come.